Good evening and welcome to Colwyn Community Radio's Celebrity Interview Show. On this show, we hear from local celebrities and celebrities from the entertainment world. This evening, we will be talking to Beaky of the famous 60s band Dave D. Dozy Beaky McIntitch, who we are promoting at the Sensational 60s Experience event at Llandudno's Venue Cymru on Saturday, November the 22nd, 2025. Good evening, Beaky, and welcome to Colwyn Community Radio's Celebrity Interview Show.
Very nice of you to ring me up. Yeah, no problem there, yeah. You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Could you please begin by telling us about your background in the music business and your role in the band Dave D. Dozy Beaky McIntitch?
Yeah, I started when I was about 13. I lived across the road from Titch in Astley Road in Salisbury. And we started to hear this music on Radio Luxembourg. And the light went on in both our heads, so we sort of started with these guitars, and then I joined Titch's band, which was Dave D and the Bostons, in 1961. So I was just a kid then. I didn't know what was going to happen and what was all about. But I was just smitten by the music, and of course, my dad didn't like it. He thought, "Oh, crap, that's going to get you nowhere." Anyway, it went on and on, and that was when I first started playing music or making some sort of a noise that sounded a bit like music, and that was in 1961.
Fantastic. Now, moving on to the band's back catalogue of songs, I believe many of them were penned by managers Howard and Blakely. Could you please tell us about these songs and their creators?
We were dating in the Bostons, and we went to Swindon-le-Carnoe, which is about an hour's drive from Salisbury. And the Honeycombs were on, and they were number one with Have I the Right. And the two guys, Howard and Blakely, they were there, and they wrote that song. So they came backstage and said, "We could do something for you. We like the band." And this was about 1965, I suppose. And we said, okay. So we went up to London, and they said, We like the band, but we don't like the name, so we're going to use your nicknames. And we thought, well, that'll never work. It's too long. And we found that everybody can remember it, but nobody can say it. And then Hold Tight was released in 1966, and it went to number two. We started the Gene Pitney tour then, and never looked back, really.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, I assume you recorded all your songs with the Fontana Record Company. Did you have your songs recorded by other recording studios before finally being contracted to Fontana?
No, we never had a record contract. Howard and Blakely got us a record contract with Philips. And, of course, they wrote Have I the Right, so they knew the right people.
Mm.
And we did a session with Joe Meek. That didn't turn out very good. And then they got us a contract with Fontana. But in those days, I mean, there were studios all over the place. I mean, it's all changed now because you could do it in your bedroom. But that's how we started.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, in February 1968, the band reached number one in the UK charts with the legend of Xanadu. Now, I can remember you appearing on Top of the Pops with Dave D cracking a whip during the delivery of the song. Can you tell us about this event and how it felt to have a number one UK hit?
Well, I think Legend of Xanadu was about the fifth record in, but they'd all got to number two. We had number twos, number threes, but yeah, in those days we had a phone call from Howard and Blake said it reached number one. But by that time, you know, we thought, oh, crap, we actually made it. So we were all happy about it. And we just went on with the whip and went on the Pops. And yeah, it was a long, long time ago.
That's brilliant, thank you. Now, was this the only occasion you appeared on Top of the Pops? And was it a live event or was it a recorded from one of the BBC studios, either in Birmingham or London?
No, it was in London. The first time we did it was with Hold Tight.
Right.
we did Top of the Pops, and then we did it every 2 or 3 weeks. We were doing Top of the Pops with Hold Tight, and then I think we had Hideaway Out, and then we had Save Me and Bend It, and Xanadu and Zabadak. So we did it quite a few times. You know, we sort of met everyone we wanted to meet, you know, because, you know, it could be the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or the Dusty Springfield were on. So we sort of met all those people in the canteen. And we just go and get our lunch like anybody else and say, hello, Dusty, how are you? And everything. So we got used to it, put it that way.
Well done, thank you. Now, one of the songs that's always interested me is Zabadak. Could you tell us about this particular title? Because I've always wondered why you called it that particular name.
Well, it was a load of words. I mean, to this day, I mean, I haven't got a clue what it's about. but I remember, you know, the hippies used to come up to us and say, wow, man, you know, this meaning in this song. And I thought, what are you talking about? But it was just a song that was a lot of words put together to make it, you know, sound as though but it made no sense whatsoever. It was one of my favourite records of them all, actually, by Mark Motype, which is the first one. But it just made no sense whatsoever. And, you know, I still hear it now. And I think, what is this all about?
Brilliant, thank you. Now, moving on to your current tour, you are part of the sensational 60s experience, hitting Llandudno's Venue Cymru on Saturday the 22nd of November 2025, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Could you please tell our listeners about your current tour?
It's the only 60s tour on the road at the moment. It's a tour with the Fortunes and... who else is on? Vanity Fair, The Trems, which is music from the Tremolos. It's a tour full of memories. I mean, the people there, the audience is about 600 or 700, 800 people, and they're just there to get the memories of what it used to be like, you know, the music. And, you know, they say, well, I got married to that song when that came out, and I got divorced to that one. And, and I just say to them, do you know, do we bring back some memories? And everybody shouts out, yes, oh, wow. You know, so it's a tour of memories, basically.
Brilliant. Now, do you have a reasonable tour itinerary moving around the country with this particular sensational 60s experience?
How do you mean that? Yeah, we've got big shows. We start in March, and then we go right through to the end of November. And we're all over the place. We're up in Leeds, we're up in Manchester, we're in Birmingham. So it's the travelling is the worst part about it all, but the tour itself is great. You know, no problem at all. We've got lots of dates, yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, Beaky, thank you so much for joining us on the Celebrity Interview Show on Colwyn Community Radio. We hope you have a full house at Llandudno's Venue Cymru on Saturday the 22nd of November and a very successful sensational 60s experience tour.
Just... Oh, great. Thank you very much, Chuck. Thank you.
Okay. Can I just tell our listeners also that tickets for the Venue Cymru show are available from the Venue Cymru box office on 01492 872 100, or online at www.venuecymru.co.uk. And you can hear this interview with Beaky by clicking on the Celebrity Interviews tile on the Colwyn Community Radio website, www.colwyncommunityradio.co.uk, or by listening to the Colwyn Community Radio at 8 p.m. on Mondays and Saturdays, following our homegrown music shows. So it's good night from Beaky, and it's good night from me, Charles Eaves. Good night, and God bless.
Good night, Charles. Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.